Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Go ahead. It's the weekend. You can go ahead and smile about that. Chris Bryan here, along with Austin Price. Yeah, busy day today. This weather's going to be incredible for the weekend. Green flags flying right now in Pensacola Beach. Rip currents at very low levels. So that is something we'll always like to say. At least swim in a protected area. Whether it's green or yellow, can't swim when it's red. So don't want to go down that hole. But anyway, just be safe when you're out on the island. Let's go ahead, if you don't mind, Austin, jump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, as the sun rose this morning in Tallahassee, memorials of candles and flowers dotted the campus. What a just an eerie type of situation there in Tallahassee. The alleged FSU shooter, no stranger to the Leon County Sheriff's Office, Phoenix Leitner, is accused of killing two men, injuring six other in yesterday morning shooting on the school's campus near the Student Union. The 20-year-old is the son of Leon County Deputy Jessica Eichner, Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil.
Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene. And we are continuing that investigation into how that weapon was used and what other weapons perhaps he may have had access to.
Okay, Eichner was shot during that event. Now, according to checking with the Tallahassee Medical Center, he's expected to survive. The six surviving victims are in stable condition. Two campus dining employees are identified as the victims. Robert Morales and an unidentified man were killed. Eichner opened fire on them Thursday. So that was one of the top stories that we are following. Another one that's getting a lot of traction here. Coming up on Tuesday, FDOT is holding a hybrid public meeting on a redesign concept for a multi-use path along Bayfront Parkway. A lot of folks interested in this. The meeting scheduled Tuesday City Hall to show the current design and take public comments while you're there, so you're invited to attend that. And the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office receiving reports of scammers on the phone posing as deputies and threatening to arrest potential victims if not immediately paid. I think we've heard this before. It's a bad scenario, and it's not true. The sheriff's office will never call to threaten arrest or demand payment over the phone. Victims are encouraged to immediately go to the nearest sheriff's office to report the incident.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And we had a lot of issues last hour. If you were traveling on I-10 eastbound, passing over Pine Forest Road, that has decreased, but there is still a wave of it as you travel eastbound towards 9 Mile, so be on the lookout for that. And there are some problems on 9 Mile Road itself. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend is going to have a pair of cloudy days, highs just below 80 and lows just below 70.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, Florida State University, of course, recovering from that deadly shooting. I have a latest update coming out of Tallahassee now. Madison Scarpino is there with the latest.
Authorities confirmed that the two people who died are not students, and we did get an update from the doctors taking care of the six people injured. At the beginning of the update, the FSU president did say that students were shot, but the good news is everyone injured is expected to survive.
Faced injuries that involve the torso and extremities, some of which require surgery, some of which can be managed without surgery.
There's a quickly growing makeshift memorial here on campus. People have been coming by all last night and this morning and through the afternoon, laying down flowers and comforting their fellow FSU students who are just trying to process yesterday's horrifying shooting.
And Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd is among those speaking out after the tragedy took place. He says it breaks his heart that two people were killed and several were injured, but says that were it not for the response from law enforcement, it could have been much worse. Judd added, there will always be evil among us, but there will also be good people and heroes who will run in.
Okay, a convicted serial killer is set to be put to death next month here in Florida. Ted Lindner's following this story.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a death warrant for Glenn Edward Rogers, a convicted serial killer linked to murders in both Florida and California. Rogers, who's now 62, is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection on May 15th at Florida State Prison. He was sentenced to death for the 1995 murder of Tina Marie Cribbs near Tampa and also convicted in California for killing Sandra Gallagher the same year. Rogers suspected in several other killings nationwide. His execution would be Florida's fifth this year. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And some 25,000 packages of baby food are being recalled because of possible lead contamination. Florida-based Fruceva made the product under a Target brand. The recall affects 4-ounce containers of Target's Good & Gather baby pea, zucchini, and kale and thyme vegetable puree. The packages have a Best Buy date of December 7th and December 9th.
Okay, busy wildfire season underway. Currently, 71 active wildfires affecting over 3,000 acres of land burning here in the state. The National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings as of this afternoon. However, very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation is creating an elevated fire danger.
And also, I don't know if you're trying to attend a national park soon, but this Saturday is a fee-free day at National Park Service sites. April 19th is the first day of National Park Week. All national parks will be free to visit tomorrow. They include the Everglades and Biscayne Park, just to name a couple. The next fee-free day is June 19th in celebration of Juneteenth, National Independence Day.
I was just showing Austin my phone. My neighbor took a picture of a black bear coming across the yard this morning.
Yeah, one of those ring cameras, right?
In the neighborhood. This is why I want to share this with you. Florida could see a black bear hunt in December as FWC considers new proposals to manage the bear population. We've nicknamed our bear Yogi, by the way.
That's cute.
The agency is collecting online public comments available for public review by May the 7th. The next FWC meeting be down in Ocala May 21st and 22nd. I wish I could train that bear not to get my garbage sprewn all over the yard. You know when he's coming through.
Luckily, my neighborhood doesn't know that. We got raccoons.
And he knows the trash delivery schedule as well.
Yeah, they're pretty sharp. Just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of the biggest, hard-hittingest headlines happening around your nation today.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter, or better stated, Resurrection Sunday, is a recognition of perhaps the most important miracle in the entire Bible. It is the miracle of victory over death and therefore the offer of eternal life. Remember that Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All of those things are okay and have their place, but let's be sure that we consider the primary message of this important Christian holiday. The message of Easter is that sin brings death, but Jesus brings life. Ladies and gentlemen, he's alive and he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for us. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, trust him today. This Easter, rejoice in the risen Savior.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the White Sands Panhandle Band takes the stage. It's one of the hottest bands in bluegrass country and rockabilly on the Gulf Coast. You'll hear everything from Marty Stewart to Marty Rabin to Charlie Daniels. At Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Don't bring any pets or glass.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:24, News Radio 92.3. This happening this afternoon up in Atlanta. Two officers have been hurt and a suspect killed. This was in the Atlanta suburb of South Fulton. Jill Nato is there in Georgia with the story.
Officers with the Fulton County Police Department said they noticed a suspicious individual near a hotel and called for backup. When a South Fulton officer got to the scene, that's when there was gunfire. Police Chief Keith Meadows.
Immediately after he exited his patrol vehicle, the suspect opened fire on Lieutenant Cook, striking him at least 3 times.
A Fulton County officer was also injured. The suspect was killed at the scene. No word on a motive yet. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation's been at the site looking into those shootings. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And President Trump extending the federal hiring freeze for another 90 days. He signed the executive order yesterday ordering no federal government positions to be filled until mid-July and no new jobs created unless directed by the administration. The freeze will not apply to military personnel or positions related to the immigration enforcement.
So you want to have a good time next weekend and the weekend after that? Let me tell you, New Orleans Jazz Heritage Fest kicking off in 6 days, April 24th through May 4th. Spanning the 2 weekends, there is no shortage of superstar talent there in Chili Gentilly. It's always a great thing to do that fest. It's good. Millions of Americans are celebrating Good Friday today ahead of Easter weekend. Sure are. Christian Goodwin has more.
Good Friday falls on the second to last day of Holy Week. Some observers use the day as an opportunity to fast, while some Catholic Christians avoid eating meat. 79% of Americans plan to celebrate the Easter weekend, with Easter Sunday dubbed the most popular church day. This according to a WalletHub survey. But the personal finance website Finding Celebrations will be less extravagant this year, as 47% of Americans say they'll skip dyeing eggs due to their price. Still, 83% say they plan to have an Easter egg hunt. When it comes to sweets, 77% of Americans say they eat the ears of a chocolate Easter bunny first. And whether you're a fan or not, WalletHub says 1.5 billion marshmallow peeps are consumed each Easter. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, Americans still facing higher prices. She was talking about chocolate. The price of chocolate this Easter is really
outrageous.
Yeah, it's gone off the charts there. To be kind of truthful with you and transparent, it's much more expensive. Kelly Sabarini has more on the details.
Instead of a solid chocolate bunny, you're going to have to buy, potentially, a hollow one because it'll be cheaper, less chocolate, of course. The reason why chocolate is more expensive, political turmoil in these countries that produce it, disease affecting the cocoa plants, and drought and other dry conditions in some of these West African countries. Now, what are consumers going to be spending their money on? 92% of respondents to the National Retail Federation say, of course, candy. Another 51% will be spending their money on decor, and then 49% on Easter-themed clothing.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national headlines in just a moment. But first, we do have some backups on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Nine Mile Road and some on Nine Mile Road itself traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. Last notable spot's going to be Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound, traveling towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 74 degrees right now, low of 66 tonight. And Saturday and Sunday will be cloudier and a little bit warmer. Highs of 78 for both days. Lows are going to be just a little bit below 70.
Okay, 527 News Radio 92.3. This story is getting a lot of traction now. The federal government is going to begin enforcing the national real ID law starting in 19 days, May 7th. Federal agencies will accept only state-issued driver's license and IDs that meet real ID requirements. Listen, if your driver's license or ID card has that little gold star in the upper right-hand corner, you're good to go.
And the judge in the trial of Brian Koberger has issued several rulings, including a decision that will allow a description of a person in the house with bushy eyebrows when the murders happened. Koberger is accused of killing four University of Idaho students, of course, and the judge reversed a ruling on evidence of other perpetrators if the defense submits evidence before trial. The court will allow evidence of Koberger's Amazon shopping that included purchases of a knife and a knife sheath similar to the one found at the crime scene. The trial is set for August.
All right. President Trump, pretty busy here, meeting with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni to discuss the U.S.'s tariff on the European Union. Yeah, this is going around in a circle. Kevin Cork reports from Washington.
The U.S. and the EU will absolutely strike a trade deal. That, according to President Trump, who said as much as he welcomed the Prime Minister of Italy to the White House. Giorgia Meloni's country, one of the more than 75 nations that have reached out to the U.S., following the administration's tariffs launched back on April the 2nd. Now, the original plan was to slap 20% duties on all goods from the EU, but there's been a 90-day pause to give countries like Italy a bit of a reprieve, though 10% duties still apply, notwithstanding those tariffs for cars.
And a resentencing hearing for Eric and Lyle Menendez being postponed indefinitely. L.A. Superior Court Judge Michael Jessick scheduled a May 9th motions hearing when attorneys can talk about admissibility of a state parole board risk assessment report. Defense attorney Mark Garago is expected to file a motion hoping to recuse the district attorney's office from the case. No new dates in the case have been set, with today's previously scheduled hearing on the resentencing proposal having been canceled.
Okay, swearing in of Dr. Oz as the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid was cut short after a young girl fainted in the Oval Office. Now, we talked about this last hour, but this happened earlier in the week when Governor DeSantis was in town. He was doing a press conference over at PSC.
Yeah.
And one of his staff members off to his right basically fell out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you're at attention, your knees lock up on you, and that's when it happens. So, President Trump basically was in the middle of discussing Iran and the nuclear aspirations when suddenly this happened.
You'll all be very unhappy because your life.
Who is leading those trade talks?
Your life will be in great danger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, and that's scary. I was telling you last hour, Chris, you know, it's just sometimes people in ROTC back in high school, they always had to tell the freshmen, listen, hey, don't lock your knees. I wasn't part of ROTC, so I didn't have to deal with that. But apparently it's just a growing pain of being at attention.
All right, bands on the back of Blackwater tonight. New Cahoots band. They start at 7. Have a great time. Sports in 5 coming up on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen, now back in the United States after meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia in El Salvador.
It's good to be home.
Now we need to end the illegal abduction of Kilmer Abrego Garcia and bring him home, too.
Abrego Garcia deported by the Trump administration without due process over allegations of being in the U.S. illegally and being an MS-13 gang member. The Supreme Court ordering the White House to facilitate his return. The president criticized Democrats for focusing on this guy rather than on Patty Morin, who spoke at the White House Wednesday about her daughter, Rachel, who was murdered and raped in Maryland by an illegal immigrant.
The fake news refused to put it up. So it's very sad. And yet they talk about this guy like he's an angel.
We learned Abrego Garcia has been moved from a Salvadorian mega prison. America's listening to Fox News.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
534, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. It is indeed Friday afternoon. The weekend's here. And you can go ahead and smile about that one. We're glad it's here. Having a good time with you this afternoon. Thanks for taking us along from work. We do appreciate that. Let me go ahead and review the top three trending stories, and then we'll jump and do some sports for you.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, state regulators continue to review Florida Power & Light's potential rate increase request. A scheduled hearing is set right here in Pensacola Thursday, June 5th. Put that on your calendar. It'll be at the PSC campus in the Hagler Auditorium, Building 2A. Boaters, you need to watch for the manatees along our beaches and coastal waterways. Manatees have started to arrive in Northwest Florida. In 2024, the Panhandle Manatee Program reported over 150 manatee sightings in the Perdido Bay watershed, over 50 sightings in the Pensacola Bay watershed. And, of course, getting ready here. Florida could see that black bear hunt in December. This is getting a lot of traction as well. The FWC is considering new proposals to manage the bear population. The agency is collecting online public comments available for public review by May 7th. The next FWC meeting in Ocala, May 21st and 22nd.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, one of the biggest stories in college football these past few days has been the retiring of Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter's numbers that is upcoming, I believe. Coach Prime responding to critics of the program's recent decision to retire the numbers. Several former Colorado players even posted on social media that they were upset by the timing of the honor. Head coach Deion Sanders said that if his last name wasn't Sanders, we wouldn't have this discussion. So, you know, last hour I was talking about it as if he was making it about Shedeur. No, it sounds like he's making it about himself. He defended the inclusion of his son's number two jersey in with the reigning Heisman Trophy winners. So, okay, there we go. There's some focus on Shedeur. The pair joined just four other Buffaloes to have their number retired throughout the team's 135-year history. And, Chris, this is very interesting because people try to bring up the status of Shedeur's statistical success at Colorado and how that justifies his number retirement. However, if I'm not mistaken, Colorado's all-time leading passer, rusher, and receiver, none of them have their numbers retired.
All right. Blue Wahoos got a big win Thursday night in extra innings with a road win over Columbus 4-3. They go back at it tonight. And here's your latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
He keeps adding to the career goals record.
Slicing through, Pulev got it. Ovechkin scores! On the power play, 897.
Alex Ovechkin scoring on ESPN against the Pittsburgh Penguins, ripping it home from his home office, the top of the left circle. But Sidney Crosby and the Penguins finish up the regular season with a 5-2 victory. Elsewhere on the final night of the NHL regular season, the Rangers shut out the Lightning 4-0 to end a disappointing season, but Sam Rosen ended his illustrious 40-year broadcasting career on a high note.
Final game of this glorious broadcasting career. It's a shutout for Igor Shesterkin and the New York Rangers. Sixth shutout of the season for Igor, his 21st career shutout. Second against the Lightning, and a great way to go out. A 4-0 Rangers win. Joe,
nice job.
Thank you.
Great
thank
call.
You for everything.
Thank you.
Sam Rosen and Joe Micheletti on the MSG Network. The Maple Leafs beat the Red Wings in overtime 4-3. Other winners, Columbus, Ottawa, Buffalo, and Calgary. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin tomorrow. Major League Baseball, O'Neill Cruz with a cruise missile. He led off the game with a 442-foot home run for the Pittsburgh Pirates against the Washington Nationals. And you can turn off the TV after that. The Pirates won 1-0 for only the second time since 1900. Elsewhere, the Mariners outslugged the Reds 11-7. New season, same story for the White Sox. They lose again, shut out by the Athletics 8-0. Baltimore over Cleveland. The Tigers beat up on the Royals. The Yankees doubled up the Rays. Texas over the Angels. Diamondbacks beat the Marlins. Phillies beat the Giants. And the Mets beat the Cardinals. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And one of the top tackles from this generation calling it quits. New Orleans Saints right tackle Ryan Ramczyk announced his retirement from the NFL via Instagram yesterday. Ramczyk retired 2 weeks after left tackle Terron Armstead announced his retirement. The 30-year-old was taken with the 32nd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft.
538 News Radio 92.3, a day after it's going to live long in the memory of Florida State students, the Knowles community. Thursday evening was quiet, but it wasn't supposed to be that way. Florida State baseball fans were set to fill Dick Howser Stadium, watch the Noles play Virginia. Instead, they fed about 1,100 students with hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and drinks as those students reunited with friends.
That's cool.
I think that's great.
Yeah, that is absolutely awesome. Great. And, you know, honestly, speaking of Florida sports here and some good news, the Lightning got shut out by the Rangers 4-0 in their regular season finale from New York. Jonas Johansson made 18 saves as Tampa switched its focus to the playoffs. The Bolts host the Panthers in game one of the opening round Tuesday night.
All right. Boston officials talked about their plans to protect the athletes and spectators at Monday's Boston Marathon. Here's Boston Mayor Michelle Wu.
This is the oldest annual marathon in the world. And hosting that event is no easy task. But neither is finishing a marathon, as all of our runners know, or founding a nation. And no one does it better than Boston.
And the RBC Heritage got back underway in South Carolina. This week's PGA Tour event going down at the Harbortown Golf Links on Hilton Head Island. Scottie Scheffler won last year's event, and he's back in the field again this year. Justin Thomas was the solo leader entering the second round after shooting a 61 yesterday.
Gentlemen, start your engines. NASCAR is rolling this weekend. Here's Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
The NASCAR Cup Series returned to Bristol Motor Speedway last Sunday, and Kyle Larson completed a weekend sweep.
The goal today was to win one for John. In the memory of John Edwards, Kyle Larson dominates and wins Bristol.
Mike Joy with the call on Fox. After winning the SIAPS 300 on Saturday in the Xfinity Series, Larson took the checkered flag in the Food City 500 on Sunday for his second Cup Series win of the year, as he led in 411 of the 500 laps. The Cup Series is off this Sunday for Easter, but there is Xfinity Series action this Saturday as NASCAR makes its long-awaited return to Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina. The North Carolina Education Lottery 250, presented by Black's Tire, kicks off at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. For Fox in the Fast Lane, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
See, I told you they were racing this weekend. NASCAR firing up the track. Good stuff. Hey, this is interesting. Bill right. Belichick. We all know Bill from the Patriots days.
The Patriots
great
legend.
Great coach. Chris, great coach. Bill Belichick has a 27-year-old girlfriend, and I believe he's in his upper 60s or so.
Yeah, there's like a 40-year gap.
Not that this is a problem, but I just want to point this out because this woman, his girlfriend, is going to compete in the Miss Maine USA contest against the competition's first transgender woman.
Small world.
Very interesting. Gary Baumgarten has more on the story.
Among those competing against Jordan Hudson, Isabel St. Cyr, the first transgender person to try for the state title. St. Cyr, who is a farm owner, telling the Bangor Daily News she wants to show everyone that trans women can do well in the pageant. Hudson's boyfriend, the former New England Patriots head coach, is now UNC's head football coach. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And last but not least, we got your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As we gear up for the NBA postseason, I have two early NBA offseason predictions. First up, we know Kevin Durant is getting traded this offseason, and I have Ime Udoka and the Rockets trading for KD. And unfortunately, after suffering a stroke in early November, I highly doubt Greg Popovich is going to return as the full-time head coach, and I have Becky Hammon replacing Pop in San Antonio. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. Let's see what we got here on the roads. Not too much going on. We still have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing over 9 Mile Road. Also on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And some issues on Navarre Parkway still, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. So be on the lookout for that. As for the weather on a local scale, 74 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend's going to have 2 days that are cloudy, highs of 78. Lows are going to be just below 70.
Yeah, 54 million people will be affected with really not ideal weather conditions. Thunderstorms are in the forecast for parts of the Midwest. Adam Klotz has that and more in Fox Weather Forecast.
A spring storm system is pushing through the plains of Midwest today, bringing severe thunderstorms and a risk for tornadoes across parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa. Large hail and damaging winds are also possible in these regions. Heavy rain and flash flooding are likely from eastern Oklahoma into southern Illinois. Flash flood watches are in effect for several counties. Otherwise, the East Coast remains mostly quiet, with mild temperatures and partly sunny skies from the Carolinas through New England. Highs will range from the upper 50s in Boston to the low 70s in D.C. Out west, cooler air lingers behind a front. Scattered showers continue in the Pacific Northwest, while in the Southwest, it stays dry with highs in the 80s and 90s across Arizona and Southern California. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, a federal agency that protects U.S. consumers from financial fraud and abuse losing about 90% of its employees. Multiple news outlets say the Trump administration is laying off around 1,500 workers at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, leaving only 200 still employed. In the layoff notices that went out Thursday, CFPB Director Russ Vaught said that the cuts were necessary to restructure the Bureau's operations to better reflect the agency's priorities and mission. The watchdog agency was created in 2008 in response to the financial collapse of the Great Reception.
Well, Great Recession. Well, Toyota has refocused their production approach to business. A Japanese automaker, of course, believed to be reconsidering boosting production in Kentucky instead of Japan.
Okay.
Here's Jenny Casola.
Toyota could be producing the next version of its RAV4 SUV in the U.S. The current models are made in Kentucky, Canada, and Japan. Reuters says Toyota planned to export the new RAV4 to the U.S. from Canada and Japan. However, adding supply from the U.S. would lessen the impact of 25% tariffs and would boost supply for a popular model. The new RAV4 would be the first redesign since 2019. If it is produced in Kentucky, it would probably start in 2027. Toyota says it continually studies ways to improve manufacturing and has nothing to announce at this time. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
And pre-orders of Nintendo's newest gaming console set to resume. The video game giant revealed Friday that advanced sales of the Switch 2 will happen April 24th. The company pushed back the original date by a couple weeks in order to assess recent tariffs announced by President Trump earlier this month. Nintendo also notes that the cost of the system will remain unchanged, with around $450 as the standard price, or a bundle package with Mario Kart World for nearly $500.
547 News Radio 92.3. The White House is looking to build bridges with the tech sector to ensure the U.S. is at the forefront of innovation. Grady Trimble has this Fox on Tech report.
Fox on Tech.
At an artificial intelligence summit in Washington, Vice President J.D. Vance is making the case that AI innovation will ultimately create more jobs than it replaces, arguing the emerging technology and American workers can coexist.
And I believe that's what we're on the cusp of, a great American industrial comeback. Because innovation is what increases wages.
Organizers at the American Dynamism Summit say the Trump administration's plan to lower taxes and cut regulations will help the U.S. win the AI race against China. Catherine Boyle is with the event's host, venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz.
Chinese cannot keep up with our ability to innovate, and so I think we need to let the innovators thrive, let the builders thrive, and remove the red tape while also letting private markets invest in the best companies.
Boyle says the Trump administration is bringing renewed optimism around AI. With Fox on Tech, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
And Capital One getting approval to acquire Discover. Regulators announced the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency approved the more than $35 billion deal earlier today. The merger was approved by the Justice Department earlier this month. The deal would give Capital One a major advantage against other credit card bank issuers like JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup, which don't process sanctions or transactions themselves. In a joint statement, Discover and Capital One said they expect to close the deal on May 18th.
Yeah, the story's getting a lot of attention here. As a matter of fact, Fox's Hillary Barsky has a follow-up to that story.
Capital One's $35 billion acquisition of Discover Financial Services receiving the green light from two top regulators, the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. However, its approval is conditional. The OCC says the deal depends on actions by Capital One to address any open enforcement actions against Discover. Capital One and Discover are among the largest credit card issuers in the U.S. The deal will expand Capital One's credit card business while giving the bank a card network. Network. Discover's card network competes with Visa and MasterCard. Capital One says the deal is expected to close in May, subject to closing conditions. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And golly, a lot is going on with Google. A federal judge in Virginia says Google illegally dominated two different markets for online advertising technology. Also, a trial is scheduled next week on the DOJ's request for Google to sell its Chrome browser. Reuters reported back in September that the company had mulled selling off its ad exchange to appease antitrust regulators in Europe.
5:51, night away from 6, News Radio 92.3. A lot of kids want to go to work, and this might help. The House Education and Employment Committee passed House Bill 1225. That vote 14-6 that seeks to reduce barriers for teens who do indeed want to work. The bill revises work restrictions for minors age 15 or younger. Now, they're not going to be able to work more than 15 hours a week while school is in session and can only work between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Minors age 16 to 17 could have working hours extended to 8 hours per day or 30 hours per week during the regular school sessions.
All righty. Thank you very much. And now it's time for Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump will reportedly walk away from trying to broker a Russia-Ukraine peace deal within a matter of days unless there are clear signs that a deal in fact can be reached. That sentiment coming from Secretary of State Marco Rubio, making the comments in Paris after meeting with European and Ukrainian leaders. Netflix has posted a major earnings beat as revenue grew by 13% during the first quarter of 2025. The report marks the first time the streaming giant didn't disclose quarterly subscriber data. Netflix reported revenue of just over $10.5 billion for the first quarter. The New Jersey AG is suing Discord, alleging the company misled consumers about child safety features on the gaming-centric social messaging app. The lawsuit alleges Discord has a strategy of employing difficult-to-navigate and ambiguous safety settings to lull parents and kids into a false sense of safety. That's Your Money Now.
All righty, we'll take one last quick break. 5:52 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and we'll return with some more frivolous headlines and pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, one last quick check of the roads and weather here for this hour. Not too much going on. Do have some backup still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on 9 Mile itself, traveling eastbound, my goodness, towards Pine Forest Road. Outside of that, though, luckily there's not much else going on. As for the weather, sitting at around 74 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend, going to have cloudy days, high of 78, lows just below 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
5:55, News Radio 92.3, Bellingraph Gardens. You know, just to the west of us over here, is gearing up for its first Chinese Lantern Festival, showcasing illuminated Chinese lanterns and other displays. The event is open now through June 15th, which leads me into the light subject, the subject of lights.
Okay.
Traffic lights. Did you realize weren't always red, yellow, and green?
Yes.
Well, you're going to learn something here. Matt Murphy has more in this Fox Facts.
Fox Facts.
Traffic lights help drivers navigate intersections today, but the origin of the red, yellow, and green fixture can be traced back to railroad signals. Before cars, railroads used red for stop because it had the longest wavelength, making it the easiest to see from a distance. Trains take at least a mile to stop, so visibility was crucial. Originally, green meant caution and white meant all clear, but conductors mistook starlight for a white signal. So to prevent accidents, green replaced white. Early traffic lights had only red and green until 1920, when Detroit police officer William Potts introduced yellow. The three-way traffic light was patented in 1923, and yellow became the caution signal due to its visibility. Yellow was also the original color of stop signs, as it was easier to see at night, but with the development of reflective materials, red became the standard for stop signs. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I cannot say that I am surprised at all by the fact that the light idea was inspired by railroads. Because, I mean, logically, that's what, you know, that was all the more popular of a method of transportation before cars came along. So, thank goodness we were able to start traveling with cars. There's a ruling in actress Michelle Trachtenberg's sudden death back in February. This is that young actress, of course. She was only 39 when she passed away. The New York City medical examiner says that the Buffy the Vampire Slayer star died from diabetes complications. She was found dead inside her New York apartment, and fans were unaware that the actress, who also starred in Gossip Girl, was dealing with any medical conditions. Local news outlets over in New York also reporting that Trachtenberg recently received a liver transplant, but it's unclear why.
News Radio 92.3, if you're driving around seeing the flags at half-staff this afternoon, not quite wondering what's going on here, let me explain. Of course, on Thursday, gunmen opened fire on the FSU campus, killing two, injuring six others. Now, in memory of the lives lost, and to recognize the bravery shown by those first responders, today Governor DeSantis directed the flags of the United States and the state of Florida to be flown at half staff at all local and state buildings, installations, and grounds throughout the state until sunset on Monday. I just thought I would fill you in on that. Fox's Michelle Polino is in this afternoon, has details on the latest theater releases. Maybe thinking about doing a movie this weekend.
Maybe.
This might help you out.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino.
I've been all over this world.
Sinners stars Michael B. Jordan in dual roles as twin brothers who return to their hometown in the South to start again, only to discover that a greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. Sneaks follows the adventures of Ty, a misguided designer sneaker who doesn't know life outside the comforts of his velvet-lined shoebox. After his sister is stolen by a shady collector, Ty must venture into New York City to find and rescue her, and find the courage to step outside of his shoebox and find his soulmate. In The Wedding Banquet, Min is frustrated with his commitment-phobic boyfriend, Chris, who's played by Bowen Yang, and running out of time. He makes a proposal, a green card marriage with her friend Angela in exchange for her partner Lee's expensive IVF. Elopement plans are upended, however, when Min's grandmother surprises them with an extravagant Korean wedding banquet. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
And also military veterans going to see A24's Warfare being offered a discount. Starting this weekend, AMC, Cinemark, and Regal will give discounted tickets for anyone with a military ID. The film is about a surveillance mission that went wrong during the war in Iraq, and Warfare has received positive reviews from both critics and moviegoers.
That's a nice offer.
Absolutely.
Sykes Bridge on Pensacola Beach, experiencing partial lane closures next Thursday and Friday while FDOT crews perform an inspection on that span. Motorists should use extra caution and follow posted signs when traveling through the work zone. All bridge lanes are expected to be reopened by, not tomorrow, the following Saturday. That's the 26th. Listening to News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.